This is the Planning Commission work session for Thursday, June 1st, 2016.
Okay, I will say good evening, Planning Commission members. Jose is going to be the one making the presentation, but this is the beginning of annual reviews, site-specific requests, and dockets. And we're going to be seeing three or four items coming in the coming months. And typically, we'll do a work session with you before the hearing. If you have questions, we should be able to answer them before your hearings. For your June 15 hearing, there are three site-specific requests that the council will go over with you and just give you a general overview of where they are. We review these based on the criteria that are in our code and also in our comp plan, about four or five criteria that are in our code that we follow to review this. And I think some of you that are here before or have been here before, the Planning Commission are familiar with the criteria, and some of you that are here will follow that soon. Before we start, I want to make sure that you are aware, we got an email from the chair, Steve Morash. He's going to recuse himself from these three items, or I think there may be two that he said he's going to recuse himself. He's representing or have represented the property owners. So he will not be here today, and he will not be here at your hearing on June 20th. So I'm looking for you to come to the June 20th. We'll have a 15th. So we'll have a quorum, okay? And your vice chair will run the meeting, and we will assist you throughout the process of throughout the hearing. Was that?
Thank you, Alan. So we have three requests. They're here on the map. They're all pretty much in the Orchards area, and I'll just go through them individually. The first one is CPZ 2017 WIRE 00019. It's tab 3 in your booklet. The proposal is to amend the comp plan and zoning from MX to light industrial. Just a brief bit of background. The parcel is here in red. It's 3 acres. This corner was approximately an acre, and it is owned light industrial already. So what they did was purchase these 2 acres from the property to the south. I think it was last year, a year and a half ago, did a boundary line adjustment, and now we have one parcel with split comp plan and zoning designation. The history of this: in 1994, when we first had created the mixed use comp plan designation, we allowed the existing property owners to keep the light industrial zoning. So it had a mixed use comp plan designation and the light industrial zoning. That enabled people to be flexible. If they wanted to keep the light industrial use, they could do that. If they wanted to do a mixed-use development, all they had to do was do a zone change. So that's what happened here, I think, was 2006 or 7, that there was a church that was built here. As part of this development, they asked for the zone change to make it mixed use, and so that's why it's currently mixed use today. This area all around it is zoned light industrial. This area here is the waste transfer station. We felt they met the criteria, so we're recommending approval of this comp plan and zone change amendment. You have any questions on that? This is CPZ 2017-00020 Mill Lane Commercial. This is just under an acre, about 30, 32,000 square feet. It's zoned R16. There's a house on it currently. It wasn't included in any of the subdivisions to the north and west when those things happened. The property owner to the south, I think, is interested in purchasing this and changing the zoning to commercial. They're in the process of widening 99th Street and 117th Avenue. So they're going to lose about 10,000 square feet in property. So this would just increase the commercial in the area by roughly 20,000 square feet. They did submit a market study that shows that there is demand for additional commercial. It's not that much. If this was built out for housing, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 residences, and would be access off of 117. It didn't make a lot of sense to keep it that way since they sort of missed the opportunity when subdivisions to the west and north were developed. So we're also recommending approval for this. I think the other thing was that WashDOT is going to require a median here, and we're probably going to have joint access off of 119, so it made sense to kind of combine it to sort of limit the access.
Joint access off 119?
117, sorry.
Yeah. Make sure the access there is limited. The property just to the south of it is commercial now.
Yes, commercial. Yes, correct.
That's that big pit.
Yes.
That's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a dip, not a pit.
It's the, yeah. I was just out there yesterday, and it's the staging area that they're using for lighting that next street.
Where is the drainage going to be for 117 and the constant flooding that happens down by the Goodwill? There's some activity to get a piece of property for drainage purposes
here.
It's on 117th down by the Goodwill, so it'd be south of there. Every time it rains, the water builds up about 10.5 feet.
That's closer to 420.
Well, by going south, it is closer to 420, but it's not that far. But it's
probably
south.
Yeah, less than a half a mile.
I'm not
sure.
Is it north? Does it show on the map? Turn the page. Does it show on the? Do you see it in the plan view?
I'm not sure.
I think it's getting not far enough.
Why?
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Wondering whether this was actually going to exacerbate the problem. So how?
They would have to have stormwater on this. Have to treat the stormwater on
siding this little.
Well, if you combine these, it'll be a larger project.
And that's the intention to combine it with the parcel to the south?
Correct. Yes.
And I believe the drainage from the new intersection improvements is going to go to the west. And I think it's off this map, but further to the west, there's a pretty large residential project that's a partner with the county in some respects on the 99th Street intersection, and I think that includes some drainage as well.
Okay.
I know folks have had a real problem developing that corner just to get everything to fit in there, and then the county comes along and takes a bunch of the right away for a road improvement, makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's going to, whatever happens, it's going to be hard. So the last item is CPZ 2017-0022, Riverview Asset Management Trust. This is approximately 80 acres. There's actually three parcels. There's a sliver to the north, sort of the main parcel here, and the parcel in the southwest corner is 20 acres that was purchased by Downtown School District about a year ago. And so this is currently designated industrial with the business park designation. The proposal is to change it to urban low density residential R16 zone, and then have an acre of commercial, for neighborhood commercial, to serve the residential area that's all around it. This property was brought into the urban growth boundary in 2004. In 2007, it had urban holding designation. In 2007, the urban holding designation was removed as part of the Orchards Development Agreement. The property to the north, this 40 acres here, is also designated business park. So the only way we can preserve industrial land to not be converted is to not approve this amendment and rezone. So that's what we're recommending, to not approve this proposal.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
We don't have any tools. We don't have a no-net loss policy in the county to try to preserve industrial land. This is essentially outside of the 20 acres that's going to be the balance of the district. It's 60 acres of relatively flat, unencumbered industrial land. And we think that it would be best served to be kept as industrial.
Some questions, but I need a little time to dig into this a little bit. But yeah, no, it seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
All
right. What else you got?
Nothing really. The council will hold a work session June 7th to consider your recommendation on the Camry coming, addressing the non-compliance road board ruling and your recommendation to the council. So that's June 7th, and their hearing will be June 20th. They will also be considered, even though that was not before you, that same June 20th, they will be taking public testimony on the interim emergency ordinance that they adopted that suspends and put a moratorium on land divisions and zone changes for this 40, if you will, and the rule 5, 10, and 20. So that's all happening on June 20th. That's all I can.
I had a general question about the process of these zone changes. Are they pretty much just a linear process that can happen anytime during the year, and they trickle in and staff process them and come to the Planning Commission then on a timely manner, or is there a deadline that has to be met?
There is a process in our code. The Growth Management Act requires that the county's planning under the Growth Management Act provide opportunities and for property owners to make site-specific requests that are considered once a year. That is known as the annual review. The same statute requires the docket process, whereby we can use the docket as a mechanism to correct what we call, or the statute say, obvious mapping errors or emergency or court order or any other thing that even the Planning Commission or hearing examiner may suggest. We have to document that and then bring it to the council, have them review it and give us direction of what to do. So the, and what you see now is the beginning of a once a year plan amendment that are done through individual property owners making a request to the county to consider plan amendment and zone change. We start that process, was it when?
So the annual reviews, we start in September. We have pre-applications essentially from October through the end of November. The applicant has until the end of January to apply, to submit their application. And then we'll review it, do the administrative stuff, come to you, usually starting April through June, July, depending on how many we get.
Okay.
And then follows the process and make a recommendation to you, make a recommendation to the board. We'll have a hearing with the board, and they'll make the decision for the annual reviews for the dockets. We can compile them. Code says by the end of August, and then we'll have a work session with the board. The board will make the determination on which items they want to see go forward on the document, and then the same process essentially is what we go through.
Yeah. Thanks. So these folks have been queued up since the end of January, basically.
Yes.
They're just grinding through.
Exactly. And our code also requires Jose is the project manager. For the urban area, we have to notify property owners within 300 feet of the actual site. And we also have to post the site, do this necessary civil work, post, you know, do legal and all of that. So there is a cost to doing the annual review, unlike the docket, which if the council asks us to do that on our own, it becomes a county initiated action. There is no cost to the property owner when the council asks us to put a pleasant item on the docket process. For example, when we do lifting of urban holding or arterial atlas amendment, that is done at no cost to the county, absorbs that cost. But the annual reviews requires a cost.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks for dinner.
All right. I guess we're adjourned.
We hear we all. Just make sure we notice this hearing properly, right?
He's talking about the last time we met in the hearing where we were. There was a complaint that he did not notice the hearing.
I was joking all over. I wanted to see Chris's eyes slowly come up. Chris, I'll get a smile anyway. Wait until it was off, okay?
Yes, all right. Well, this
like
one,
it's not happening ever.
Is not this problem, and that's all I can say. And it goes to the Colombian, and
still requires reading.
Of all
you actually have to get the Colombian bit.
Of all the things you're going to complain about, that's not.
Remember, the Planning Commission has a website. All of this is on your website.
And it's on your email. Which can now be subpoenaed to prove that you got it.
We should spam everyone in Clark County. We're having a meeting.
Smile, what?
Just spam.
So you live dangerously.
I know. She's
yeah. I figured we